All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to it. He is our good buddy and Lions beat writer, Dave Burkett. Free Press, he joins us next. Dave, first and foremost, how is everyone? Hopefully healthy and at home. Everything good?
Everything is good. We're mostly locked down, so yeah, staying away from this thing. Hope you guys are too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dave, I enjoyed your piece. I guess you and I are kind of simpatico on this. I just don't understand ever signing a free agent with a three where it says his age. And I feel like the Lions have just gotten older. I feel like they're making lateral moves or slight moves backward. I guess let's just start out, set the overall tone. It was the real backbone of your piece in the free.
Yeah, I just, it's been sort of a blah free agency for me. I mean, you know, look, I'm not going to kill him for not, you know, chasing some of these big money guys, because I just don't think that's the right thing to do in free agency, right? I mean, unless you're a piece away, you know, or you're totally rebuilding and you need some culture guys, you know, I just don't really buy spending all that money. But, you know, when you go out and you sign, you know, a half dozen expatriates or what seems like it, and you sign a bunch of guys that are pushing 30 or over 30, I don't know how that makes you better as a team. And so, you know, to me, and maybe this was always going to be the case this offseason, but it's really going to come down to what they do in the draft and nailing the draft and getting a couple pieces there. Free agency, I kind of shrug my shoulders at what they've done so far and just say, okay, I mean, they're not significantly better than they were last year. I'm not sure they're better at all, aside from Stafford being healthy, and they still have a long way to go on defense.
Well, and then, you know, Dave, you bring it up, but you compound things, because then there's the whole smartest guy in the room act that they do. And you look like, look, Vitae has been a lot of discussion this week. I get that he's 26. I get that he's young. But if the Eagles thought anything of him, they would not have traded up in the first round to get a tackle with him already being there. And he's a woeful pass protector. I just, Dave, what... what am I missing? You let Glasgow walk out the door, right? The guy doesn't even want to be here. You lose that to bring in someone. Is he going to be that much better than Rick Wagner? I can't say that.
No, I think you're right. I think that's sort of a lateral move. Look, I'll give him this, that I think maybe he fits what Matt Patricia wants on that offensive line a little better than Rick Wagner, right? He wants some of these bigger guys and run blockers and you know, that's how they want to build. That's how they want to win. So I guess I understand it from that. But if it's me, I would have rather spent the money on Graham Glasgow, because Glasgow is everything you talk about wanting in a player. You know, he's dependable and versatile, and he can do a lot of different things. And had they signed him last summer, they could have got him cheaper, I think. So, and that's when, you know, maybe something would have worked out. And yet you let him go when you take a flyer on Big V, and you know, we'll see how, you know, if that one pans out. I reached out to somebody to ask about him, because, you know, you sort of know him. He played a little left, he played a little right in Philly, but hadn't really watched him. And they said, yeah, you know, good player. Maybe he'll be better when he gets, you know, all the reps. But, you know, he's pretty stiff. He's going to struggle against, you know, real good edge rushers. So
Dave, when you start doing your film study, he ends up on the ground like nobody's business.
Well, and, you know, you got a quarterback coming off a pretty significant back injury and two straight back injuries. So I don't know if you want to be taking a step down in pass protection at a pretty key spot there.
What do you make of the Jamie Collins thing? Because to me, it's like you walked right into a trap. Obviously, he was terrible with the Browns. He comes back home. The Patriots pay him, you know, 1.25. He has a nice year. Now you pay him 10. I mean, is that not the ultimate snake pit you just jumped in there? And he's going to be 31 when the season starts?
Right. And always leery of, you know, when Bill Belichick brings a guy in and rehabs him or has him before and lets him go, you know, there's a reason that Bill does those things. And, you know, he's the best in the business. And, you know, when you're picking up his scraps, even though, you know, Jamie Collins played well last year, I'll give him that. And, yeah. And I think he'll probably be a good player for the Lions this year. But yeah, you know, Devon Kennard wasn't a bad player. I mean, he wasn't great, you know, and Jamie Collins is probably better, but the incremental gain that you made at that position, to me, I would have rather seen that money be spent somewhere else on a different player, a different something else that can help your team.
How about up front on a player like, oh, I don't know, DJ Reader? You know right. what I'm saying? Like the Nick Williams move is another I'm the smartest guy in the room move. The guy's a 5-year backup, had a nice year last year. He's 30. Yeah. And this is your answer up front versus investing in a legitimate D tackle. What's your read there?
And, you know, Nick Williams, 1 year of production, really, obviously had bounced around the league and maybe he found something. I don't know the guy well enough to say that he hasn't. But, I think you're right about that one, too. Look, to me, if I'm going out to spend some money on somebody, DJ Reader is a guy that fit the system. And, look, he's yeah. probably not, you know, the guy that's putting you over the top and having you make a long run in the playoffs. But that's the type of guy that I'm taking a shot on in free agency that I'd want to
And it's
to
a guy that clearly
– enough that, yeah, he can be a contributor.
Yeah, and I guess that's a great transition into the news of the day is the inevitable happened. They traded Slay. The Eagles, by the way, I think they had a great free agency period here, getting Hargrove, you know, making the interior of their line outstanding, and then go out and get a corner who can play on an island for Schwartz. Like the Eagles, you can look at it and go, they got better. But for our purposes, what was your opinion on the return, a third and a fifth, pick 85 and 166?
Yeah, you know, it's not too much different than what I expected. You know, I mean, look, you know, last year at the trade deadline, they were looking for one, didn't think they were going to get it. I'm not sure if they lowered their price then or if it was this, you know, this offseason where they sort of started looking for a two. But, Mike, just talking to some people at the combine, like it seemed like, you know, when the Broncos moved on and traded a four, you know, for A.J. Bouye, like that was sort of the market, right? Like they just weren't going to pay that for Slay and then have to give him a contract at $16, $17 million a year. Mm-hmm. So I think the return they got, I wouldn't be jumping for joy about it, but, you know, I think that's about what I expected at this point. A guy where Slay had made it clear he wanted out, the Lions had made it clear they were going to trade him. I think he's still a really good player, but, you know, he's not the player he was in 2017. That's not, you know, saying anything negative about him. He's just factually not. He's 29 years old. So for that type of player and that type of money, I didn't think you were ever going to be able to get a first-round pick for him. I thought maybe late two, early three, and they sort of split the difference between a two and a three, you know, or I guess an early three and a late three, getting that three and then getting some, you know, a sweetener in terms of a fifth-round pick. So am I disappointed in it? You know, maybe it's a little lighter than what I thought they could get, but I don't think it's too far off.
You know, it's funny you say he's not the player he was in 17. Neither's the guy they signed to replace him.
That's very true. Very true.
You know what I mean?
Completely. I think the argument would be, you know, he's going to, Trufant, that is going to cost, you know, half of what Slay would cost. But no, you're right. I mean, look, and Darius Slay, and again, I say that still fully admitting that Darius Slay is one of the top, you know, 10 cornerbacks or whatever in the NFL. So that's not to say that he's a bad player now. It's just, you know, when you're paying that guy that sort of money going forward as a 29-year-old, I think mm-hmm. there's a lot of teams in the league that would have question about doing that and wouldn't want to make that sort of commitment. So I don't think maybe the trade market for Darius Slay was as big as some people would just by looking at the Pro Bowls and the numbers and what he's accomplished on the field. I think it's a little more complicated than that.
So how long until they sign Devontae Freeman? you know, that's coming. We need another washed up running back here.
Well, I put his name out there the other day on Twitter, and you know, I can tell you the Lions certainly have inquired about Devontae Freeman. I don't know if something will happen. You know, they do want a running back, and they did have some interest in him last year, and they do have some interest now. You know, I think we're probably on the same wavelength here. Like, I'm not spending any money on a running back in free agency. I'd rather, you know, throw a draft pick at a guy wherever, somewhere in the middle of rounds. Because those,
hey, look at Melvin Gordon still out there with his suitcase. You don't see anybody lining up,
right? And you know, Freeman's not going to cost much. And I understand, you know, you need some insurance for carry-on, but I think you have enough draft capital now, especially if you when you consider the likelihood that you can trade out a number 3 to 5 or 6 and pick up some more, that you can hit that position in the draft with probably a pretty good player that'll help you.
Here's the only thing that scares me, and we'll leave it here, and I'm sure we'll talk in the next few weeks. But, Dave, it's not like I trust the guy that you're handing the draft picks to. That's what's so hard for me to reconcile is I love trading down, and I love the draft assets. And yeah. Then I look at Bob Quinn, and I go, oh, no.
Well, you know, someone I did a long Facebook live chat today, and someone sort of made that point to me on there. And I'll say this, Mike. Look, I think every year there's, you know, 4, 5, 6, whatever it is, blue chip players in the draft. And this year is no different. And whether the Lions end up picking at 3 or 5 or 6, they're going to get one of those guys. You know, it's probably going to be Okuda or Derek Brown, maybe Isaiah Simmons. I know that's the guy that you really like. I think those first two are, you know, I'd give them the better odds right now. And so to me, that's a pick that you can't screw up. You know, that's a guy that you're going to get an impact player as a rookie, one of the top talents in the draft, somebody that is consensusly viewed that way. So I don't think this is a case where they go safe and they take, you know, Jared Davis and, you know, somebody that they think is just going to be a really solid player for them, but maybe doesn't have that upside. They're going to get that guy up top. It's really about what they do in round two and what they do with whatever other assets they accumulate. They need to have some more Kenny Galladays and fewer Tease Tabors this year.
No, you can read his work in the Free Press. You're the man, Dave. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, man. You too.
You got it. Dave Burkett, 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.